I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Another Midwest League baseball season is underway, and that makes me happy. I've been watching future major leaguers pass through Eastern Iowa for over 30 years, ever since my parents convinced their baseball-mad only child there was a professional baseball team 20 minutes away from his front door. I was skeptical, but a quick glance at the back of Kurt Manwaring's 1988 score baseball card put any suspicions to rest. I've been hooked ever since I watched the Clinton Giants take on the Peoria Chiefs on a warm summer night in 1988. Minor League Baseball gives fans the opportunity to rub shoulders with Mike Trout and Clayton Kershaw before they become superstars. I saw both, and you could tell they were destined for stardom. I've also seen players like Scott Talanoa, Earl Cunningham, Tyrone Hill, and Essex Burton. You've likely never heard of any of those guys. They all failed to reach the majors for one reason or another, but they all occupy a special place in my memories. The Colonels opened the season yesterday by facing the Peoria Chiefs. Cedar Rapids' roster features several of the Minnesota Twins' top prospects. The Chiefs, an affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, have St. Louis's first-round draft pick from last June, Nolan Gorman. Will some of those players who took the field last night reach the major leagues? Most certainly. Will they become stars? That remains to be seen. I'm just happy that in towns like Cedar Rapids, minor league baseball affords fans and families the opportunity to spend the night at the park, enjoying the nation's pastime without forking over hundreds of dollars for tickets, parking, concessions, and of course the obligatory ballpark souvenir. Each one of the Colonel's 70 home games affords folks the opportunity to choose their own adventure. Do you want to hunt prospects so you can tell your friends you saw Trout before he was Mike Trout? Do you want to quaff cheap beers or eat dollar hot dogs? Do you just want to enjoy an evening catching up with friends outdoors while occasionally having to keep an eye out for a foul ball? Minor League Baseball covers all those bases and then some. We're lucky to have it in our backyard.